Okay, we're holding down Nun Gimel, Sif Hey. We learned in yesterday's shiur about all the requirements for the, you have to have a shlich tzibur who's hogun. So now the Chabad picks up and says, Ve'im ein motzin mishiyeh bo kol hamidos ha'eleh. If you can't find somebody who has all these, you know, impeccable reputation, good voice, everybody likes him, etc. In that case, yivcharu hatov shebetzibur b'chochmo v'maisim tovim. You have to pick the best of, you play the hand you're dealt. You pick the best person, the most, who has the most chochmo, has the, you know, does good things. Hagav, ve'im hayekan am ha'aretz zokin. Right, if you have an elderly am ha'aretz v'kol anoyim, and he's got a nice voice, v'ha'am chafetzim bo, and everyone likes him, they want him to do, and you have a ben yud gimel shana, you have a little kid who's just bar mitzvah, who may even masha oymer, but he actually understands what the words mean, v'ein kol anoyim, and his voice is not so good, so who do you win? Says the Rama, ha'katan hu kodem. You go with the kid who actually knows what he's saying. Ah, his voice isn't good. Nevertheless, that's the ikker, to know what you're saying. Misha avar aveira b'shogig. If a person accidentally did an aveira kigoyin, shaharu ganefesh b'shkogo, he accidentally murdered somebody, killed somebody, I guess. V'chozer b'tshuva, and the tshuva mutalios shliach tzibur. He is allowed to be the shliach tzibur. Avlim also b'mezid lo, but if he killed somebody on purpose, that can't be the shliach tzibur. D'mikom mokom yotzo lav shem ra koidim hatshuva. Because this bad reputation went out of him, the guy's he's a rotzeach. Says the Mishnah Berurah now in Yud Tes, who kodem, who gets the preference? We said that the kid gets it, even though he is younger, but at least he knows what the words mean. Afilio shliach tzibur kavua, even if this is going to be a permanent position. Kol shehu yud gimashon v'hevi shtei saros, as long as we know that he's a gadol d'oraisa, so that he has, again, the age, and he has the signs of maturity, the puberty. Mutar lios, he's allowed to do it. De lo mikre ein pirko noy. We don't say that his beard isn't full at this point. Eladav kishayim muad lasoiz dvorim she'ena muhugonim. Ava misha bo liyado shigas maise umischarit. That something happened. It was an accident, but he has charat on it. He did tshuva. He accidentally killed somebody. Harezet tzadik gomer, l'chol devar v'mutalam noso l'chadchil l'shliach tzibur. We are allowed to put him as our shliach tzibur. But also amazing, the guy did the aver not in shogi, but he did the amazing on purpose. Lav dafka horim doesn't mean he killed somebody, even it could be something else. Who had done this to apply sharvers? Any other aver this guy did, just was the Rama was talking about shogi, he gave the case of murder, but this applied to any other aver, sharvers, kidaleel, misidal, as we saw, yesterday, shir, tevein shlo yotzo lav shemra afilu bin yaduso. We want someone who had a clean slate. No rumors, no bad reputations, nothing inappropriate about this guy. V'chein kosu v'kobo b'feirish. Okay, the Kobo writes this explicitly. V'chein mokom yotza, right? Nevertheless, he did tshuva. The reputation went out. Ayin v'mogin Avraham shehevi b'shem harbe poskim dafil b'mezid. Even if the guy did this on purpose, kol sheshav, even if he did do teshuvah, shari, then it's mutter, it's allowed, liyo shlich tzibur kavua. Again, the koach of tshuva, the person can always, fix. V'dav k'le inyan tainas tzibur machmir in shlo yotza Allah shemra afilu miyadu. So, to be the shlich tzibur on a fast day, on a tainas, that's what the Gemara was talking about. Aval liyo shlich tzibur kavua, l'shari mos hashana, mutter l'noso afilu lichatchila. The tshuva, you can put him on regular, he can be your guy. Kol sheshav the tshuva, as long as, again, provided the caveat is, the guy did tshuva. V'chizeh hevi prima godin b'shem eli rabba lichalocha. Kosvili rabba de b'yom noroyim, on Yom Noroyim, al koponim yesh lahachmir ladun kedin tainus. But we should be strict for Yom Noroyim not to have somebody up there, the same standard that we require for tainus, who hadinami by Rosh Hashanah by Yom Kippur. To the emes, afil b'shar Yom Rosh Hashanah, yesh b'zeh harbe deyaz ben aposkim. Because to be honest, he says, even on a regular weekday, a Tuesday, there are some machloks in the poskim as well, this guy should be up there or not. Ayim b'knesses gedola bir hagro. V'kol zeh haynu delo shalo limanoso lichatchila. This is talking about putting up in the first place. Aval ein misalkin oso l'kuli alma im shah b'tshuva. No one's going to take him down if he did tshuva. That's where the whole discussion is, just can be up there in the first place. But once he's in, he's in. Shlich tzibur l'hotzi pamim rabos trefos mitachas yodo misalkin oso mishatz. If you find somebody who has been caught, Chinese restaurant has been selling non-kosher food for the last 6 months at least. Okay, so then the guy's removed. Deshuv daninon. look amazing. The point we assume that if it's happened more, once could be an accident. This is happening frequently. We're not naive. We don't think this is an accident anymore. We think it's something, the guy is wrong with the guy. He needs to do tshuva. I'm prima godem, the mistapik, afilu pamachas, you didn't look amazing. Maybe in one time we would call it like the amazed. We call mach nolas, im shabbat tshuva. If you did tshuva, im asalkin asal nishatz, afilu im hoitzipami rabos. If you did tshuva, okay, again, the koach of tshuva, we want to be favorable, we want to be realistic, and also not set ourselves up for a disaster if we have somebody up there who's not appropriate. Okay, Vav. Eim amanin elamish in ismal lezakono. Only person with a full beard, mipnei kovet hatzibur, because that's considered to be respectful to have someone with a full beard, prestigious to look like that way. Avav achroi, but if it's for a temporary thing, not to be the real shlichtzibur kavua, v'shehevi shtei saros, once he's a gadol, right? On the derice level, he has the two signs of purity. Yochel leiri lufnetev. He's allowed to daven for the amid. Bilvad shlo yizmane mepi hatzibur o mepi shliach tzibur hamimane oso lehakel me'elav lehispalil ba'ado leitim yiduin. So again, we're going to let this person who doesn't have the full beard go up in daven, but it can't be he's like appointed by the tzibur for the set times, or even by the shliach tzibur himself, is like to relieve him on these set times. We'll see what that means. The itim yaduim, the mishmar is going to talk this out. Okay, sif katin chav gimel hatzibur ein hatzibur yechon limchol al kavodim bazet. They can't be moichel on their covenant and allow someone who does not have a full beard to daven up there. The kroin is temporary. Kol ze b'shari mos hashan. This is talking about other days of the year. Aba b'tainis v'rosh hashan v'yom kippurim. Right, it's on these serious days of davening. Afila be'ikroy ein maridin lemi shelo nismal zekano. A person shouldn't daven for the om unless he has a full beard. Gam b'ze ein hakel afila ayde mechilas hatzibur. Even if the tzibur says no, we don't care about that. It's not allowed. Chafei, Mishahevi Shtei Saros, he brought now two Saros, Rotzalomer, Acher Shehegi Leyud Gimel Shana, he's 13 years old in age, Dekodam Lo Mahani Saros, because before that, it doesn't matter. If, let's say a kid is, mature early, 11 years old, 12 years old, he has a full beard, no, you need the age also. I'm Mogin Avram, Shakosov, Nimistama, Ein Sarach Livdok, Acher Hasaros, Bazet, we don't have to do a whole Badika, Debedover, Debedronan, Hazlinan, Bosaruba, we can follow the Rove, the majority of people do have Shtei Saros by the age of 13. Shemevin Shesaros, right? But also is Hazman at that point. Fine. But I'm prima godim shekosub the Harambam the sober tefila deraisa. But the Ram holds the davening's really a din deraisa and a deraisa. We can't follow Rove. We have to know for sure that this kid has Shtei Saros. You also l'shatz. So he shouldn't be the shliach tzibur. Hazel ha'yotzi yidei achirim bel tefila to daven on behalf of others. Ad sheneida bevadai shehevi Shtei Saros einsham. Do we know with certainty that he has the Shtei Saros? You do them for these set times, regular defined occasions when this person will be davening there. Does he have a kviyas la'osa itim? If he's like you, he's always davening, I don't know, whatever, Purim, or always davening Rosh Chodesh or something like that. Ve'ein bechlal zeh im menuhu hakahal shehehu muchan lehispalo. If he's like, what do we say, like on the on-deck circle, he's our go-to guy. If we don't have someone else, he's muchan to daven. Okay. Im lefa'amim lo yeh hachazan beis ha'kenesse sheyamod zeh lehispalo. If the regular chazan is not here, you're the backup. That's fine. Ein bezeh osur klal. It's not isur klal. No problem. De'ein zeh mikri kavua. That's not called being set. Kevan de'efsher shelo yavo lidei kach. Maybe he's going to show up every day and we're never going to need him. Delo osur bekavua ela li'itim yaduim. If it's a set defined time, shiva osa ha'eis hu kavua bevadai. You daven every Rosh Chodesh. You daven every Chanukah, whatever it is. Va'bach v'li rabba cholkin argue on this. De'gam bezeh mikri kavua. That's so called being kavua. Delo mikri ikroi ela kishu nismana kol ikr. When akroi means mean you weren't appointed at all. But if you're appointed to be the backup, that is called a minui. That is called appointing him for something. Okay, good. Zion. Im ein shami shiyodei liyos shliach tzibur ki im ben yud gimel shana v'yom echad. If he's the only one there who knows how to do it, the 13-year-old kid, mutav shehehu shliach tzibur mishi yabatlu milishmo kedusha v'kadosh. Right, so it's better to have this kid up there. He's the only one who can do it than to not have it all, kedusha or kadosh. Obviously, you need for a davar shebe kedusha. Fine, there's no mishnah berurah on that. Ches mishi ein abal zaken. A person doesn't have a beard. Kol sheniker bo shehigil lechlal shanim sheroy lehismal zakano, meaning he could have a beard, he just chooses to shave. Nismal zakano krimbe, we call him like he has a full beard. It's not a question of physical appearance, it's a question of maturity. right? Hilkach ben esrim shana afal pi she'ein lo zakon maminin oso. So the person who's 20, even if he doesn't have a beard, he's clean shaven, you could still put him up there because he could grow a beard by 20. Hago v'chein im hay lo zakon afilu ma'at, even has a little beard. Karina bay nismal zakon. That's called having a full beard. Im hu mi ben yudches lamala. If he's above 18 years old. Mishnah Berurah Chaf Zayin She'ein Lo Zaken, has no beard. Afil Dilfi Girsas Hagro, according to the version that the Vilna Gaon has, Maseches Sofrim Perik Yudalad Ayin Sham Yetoli Din Ze Bedin Minui Hasoris Kmuvur Besif Tes. Okay, so we get right into it. This would depend on whether you could appoint a soris, a person who is a eunuch. So let's go into that one now. In Tes, he says a soris Yishamrim Shemutu Lemanoso. Imhu ben Esrim, that a Saris could be allowed to be the Shlich Tzibur if he is over 20 years old. Chavches, Mishnah Berurah says, Saris, Hainu Shenirabo Simone Saris. He has the signs of being a Saris. The E, Lov Hachi, because if he doesn't have the signs, Kema Delohevi Shte Saros, Arminan Adain Hu Kotan. We would say he's still a Kotan if he doesn't have these Simonim. Kemoshakosab Simon Nun Hei, Sif. Hey, Ayin Sham Mishnah Berurah. Marsha b'chulin simin mamhei kosev she'ein limno soros. You should not appoint a soros to be the shliach tzibur deganai hu letzibur, because it's considered to be disrespectful. This is the type of person that you're putting up there to daven on your behalf, to take your tefilos to Hashem. But he's a ben esrim dekodem afila nirbo siman esoros, earlier than 20 years old. Even if he does have the signs of esoros, belav hachi lo yuchel yoshatz, he can't be the shliach tzibur. Afila mikor even temporary da'adayin hu katan, because we still consider to be halachli to be a katan. Okay, yud. Last one for today. Yesh lilmod zuchus. We should be judged favorably al makomos shenohagin shaketanim yordin lifnei hateva. So in the places where the minig is, that a katan goes and davens for the amid, a motzi Shabbos, says the mechaber, we should judge them leniently. Adds the Ramah of Mekomos Shelo Nahagu Kain, Ein Mekatan L'Avar Lifnei Hateva. Right? And even if this is not the minig, then you should not start this. You should not put a katan up there for Mariv. Afilu B'Tfilas Arvis, even... And he says, even for Arvis, which doesn't really have a Chazor, so Shatz, nevertheless, you still shouldn't have it, as we're going to explain, because there's a Baruch Hu, etc. Even if on the Shabbos itself is his Bar Mitzvah, he is 13 then. Ein lehispalo Arvis, shal Shabbos. You still should not daven Marv that night. Because he's not yet 13 years old. So says the Mishnah Berurah now, Tefilas Arvis, lefish ein motzines harabim yedei chavoson. You're not going to be motzi them. Shahari ena machazir and esa tefila. There's no chasaros hashatz. We only do that by shachros and by mincha. Rak sha'omrim baruchu v'kaddish. But there is things that you need a minion for. It's a davar shebekedusha to say baruchu. And obviously to say kaddish as well. V'od tamim achirim. There are additional reasons as well. I'm the base Yosef who brings them down. V'chol ze nidchak rak l'kayim ha-minhag. This is all being pushed aside to keep the minhag. Avahu ba'atzmo soiver she'ein nochel nechatchila sos kein. Really, you should not lechatchila have a katan davening for the Amid. Laman Alf Matzah Shabbos Shabbosos Hu Hadin, the same halacha would apply Arvis Dechol on a regular Wednesday evening or on a Thursday evening. Elad Minig Shenahugu Ba'osu Makomos, the Minig was in those locations Hayab Matzah Shabbosos. For whatever reason it was, that's why they would do it on Matzah Shabbos, so that's what he's referring to. Then the Ramah continues and says, you shouldn't have a cotton daven afilu b'tefilas arvis, not even for a marav. So why is that? In Lamed Beis, he speaks out, mishum baruchu shabok. So you say baruchu. Hu hadin, this also applies, shelo yifrois al shema lemi shelo shama baruchu b'shachros. He shouldn't repeat that baruchu for someone who didn't hear it by shachros. Deve emes baruchu nami mitzvah al kol hatzibur l'shaman shachros v'arvis. Because the tzibur has to hear this, both by shachros and marav. The cotton she'ein chayev ein amosim b'zeh. So since he's a cotton, he's not on the same level. Again, the yisod is, you have to be on the same level as the person you're trying to be motzi. So everyone else is chayev on a deraisa level, and he's chayev on a derabonan level, so it's no good. Okay, Lamed Gimel, the last one on this, that he hasn't yet reached the age of 13, wrote to Lomer, b'makomot shenohogim lehispalo shal Shabbos be'erev Shabbos, b'od yom b'shum Tosefa Shabbos. So it's talking about a place where they're taking in Shabbos earlier in order to get the mitzvah of Tosefa Shabbos. So since it's not yet nighttime, really, he's not really a gadol. Mikol makom harei adayin lo nishnu lo yud gimel shana ad leil Shabbos until it becomes actually tzeis kochavim. Then he's really now he's 13. Shetosef es Shabbos ein emoil leinian shnos yimei hanar. It's very nice if you're makabel Shabbos early. It doesn't make you a bar mitzvah boy early. Aval im mispal leil belayla arvis acher tzeis kochavim. If you're davening after tzeis motu leirei lifnei hateva, then you can't have the bar mitzvah boy daven because he really is a gadol at that point after tzeis kochavim. Umash amar bechol makom. Yud Gimel Shana V'Yom Echad, and normally throughout Shas, you always find 13 years and a day. Lo Shetzarech Yom Echad Yosef. It doesn't mean you have to have an additional day. Ela Roy Tzolomer means like this. Shetzarech Yud Gimel Shana M'Shleimus M'Yom El Yom. It has to be 13 complete years. La Fuki, to exclude Chesron Miktas Shas, you know, for a few missing hours. Hilkach Miyad Tchilas Laila Nismal U'Shnosav Havei V'Havei Godol. He's 13, he can do it as soon as it becomes even if he was born on Rosh Hashanah before Bein Hashmashos, Nase Bar Mitzvah B'Techilas Leil Rosh Hashanah Shel Shnas Yud Dalad. He becomes a Bar Mitzvah boy at the beginning of his 14th year on the night of Rosh Hashanah. Okay, in Meretz Hashem, we will pick it up with Yud Aleph.